The Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight and every weekday evening at this time, the makers of White King granulated soap and Sierra Pine toilet soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the Magician. And Chandu has a thrilling new magic offer for you. For just 10 cents, he will send you his mysterious Waters of the Nile magic trick. Just 10 cents soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. With this trick, you can defy the laws of gravity. You can take a bottle filled with water and turn it upside down without spilling a single drop. Why, you can shove a match or toothpick through the mouth of the bottle and still no water will come out. Here is a wonderful pocket trick for you youngsters to spring on your schoolmates, for you men to play on your fellow workers, and you ladies to perform at a party or bridge game. And it is yours for just one dime. Yes, 10 cents in coin, plus a White King soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed with your name and address to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Chandu will send you your Waters of the Nile magic trick, postpaid. Send for several of these tricks tonight. Frank Chandler has become increasingly suspicious of Dr. Shaw, an agent of the Inner Council, although it was his urgent message which brought Chandler to the remote Siamese village. But in a final attempt to find a means of releasing his sister from the barbarous natives, Chandler goes to Dr. Shaw's small workshop at the edge of the jungle. Oddly excited, the doctor boasts of his research into primitive pagan beliefs. And Chandler discovers they are mysteriously connected with the black magic of the sinister Prince Dimitri. Then suddenly, for the first time in days, Chandler hears the mystic psychic summons. Terrified, Dr. Shaw threatens his life for invoking ancient forces of evil. Meanwhile, in a huge cave high in the mountains of northern India, Chandler's teacher, the yogi, sits looking into a great crystal ball. Chandu, the magician.
Great teacher,
Enter, my daughter. Thou art Naji.
You are the teacher of Chandu? A man in the village at the foot of the mountain said I would find you here.
Thou art welcome, my daughter. Rest now and be at peace.
But you were looking into the crystal. I ask your pardon.
There is time for all which must be done. Naji, thy mind is clouded with fear.
I know it should not be, great teacher.
Fear not for thyself, but for him I have called Chandu.
It is true. You know the secret I carry in my heart.
The secret of ancient Egypt. I know it, my daughter.
10 years ago, as men count time, when Chandu came to study with you, I was strong enough to send him away. But now I'm no longer strong. I'm only a woman.
Put fear far from thee, and strength will come.
Oh, I have tried to do this.
Thou hast come to me, hoping to hear me tell thee the penalty has been paid.
Yes, yes.
But that is not written, my daughter. When the time is right, thou shalt know it beyond doubting.
Oh, but the years are so long.
Thou knowest the sense of time is only illusion, Naji.
Yes, I know.
Love is not to be held within the bounds of what men call years. And thy fear for Chandu may bring destruction. You know this, my daughter?
No, no.
At this moment, his sister is facing death at the hands of men who hate the name of Chandu.
Dorothy? But why does Chandu not set her free? By the secrets you have taught him. Not because of my fear for him.
Thy fear and his own.
Oh,
and the peril is greater than the loss of his sister's life. For if Chandu fails now, the work of his life is lost.
What can I do to help him? Tell me.
Cease to fear. Thy love bears within itself its own fulfillment.
But what can I do?
Listen.
Am I to see Chandu now?
If he will listen to my voice.
He will listen, Master.
Since his sister has been in peril, he has shut me out.
Oh, no.
Fix thy mind upon the crystal.
Yes, Master.
Naji, I know thy secret is almost too much for thee to bear. A weaker one would long ago have turned from the path.
Thank you, Master.
Look now, my daughter. Tell me what thou seest.
Well, it is the room of a sorcerer. There he stands, with a look of madness in his eyes. And outside, the trees of the jungle.
Thou hast spoken.
But where is Chandu? The crystal is clouded. I must not be afraid. Oh, I see him now.
It is well.
The sorcerer. I have seen him before now. In Egypt. I know it.
Look again in the darkness about him.
The dark forms of evil. Black shadows. Who is he, Master?
One who studied at the feet of Dmitri.
Oh, Chandu.
Chandu, listen to my voice, my son.
Hear that, Dr. Shaw? I can hear him clearly. At last. I am listening, my teacher.
What is it that has kept thy sister beyond the magic circle of thy protection?
I don't know. Dr. Shaw, stay where you are. If I break this thread of communication, I may not be able to hear him again.
Why do we not hear the voice of the sorcerer?
See how the clouds darken about his head. His thoughts are like a fog blown by the wind.
Tell me what I must do.
Did I not warn thee a time of testing would come to thee?
Yes, yes. And somewhere I've failed. Shall I come back to India?
No, my son. Hast thou not said to thyself and to thy sister's children that fear has entered thy heart?
Yes, I know I have.
Remember my words, my son. Seek the way thou knowest, and thou shalt conquer.
What a fool I've been. I understand now.
If thy work is well done, thou wilt save them all.
All?
Do not forget this. Farewell, my son. Await the call. Await the call.
He did not see me.
Go back to Egypt, my daughter. Thy place is there.
Yes. Yes, I must go back. Thank you, Master. Goodbye.
I'm going to have you out of here in just a little while, darling.
Oh, Frank, that's wonderful. I'd just about given up hoping I'd ever get out of this hut until...
Shh. Keep your voice down, darling.
But if you can take me away, why don't we just walk out?
Because I hate to ask this of you, Dot. You've been in here too long now. But would you be willing to stay just one more hour?
Oh, for heaven's sake, why?
The yogi said I was to save them all.
You mean Betty, Bob?
Yes, Robert. And besides...
Oh, is Robert here? Well, why hasn't he been over to see me?
Because the moment he arrived from Bangkok, he found out what had happened to you. And he went on a 2-day trip into the jungle to appeal to the head priest of the tribe there.
You let him go on a trip like that? Frank, you know how ill he's been.
Well, it seemed to be the only thing to do at the time. I kept hoping that in the meantime I could reach the yogi somehow. But that's all over, Dot.
Oh, no, it isn't. If Robert's all right, he'd have come to see me.
He was worn out when he came back from the jungle. He'd been asleep all day.
A trip like that's enough to kill him.
Oh, but it hasn't, Dot. You'll be over at the bungalow in a little while. You can see for yourself just how he is.
Oh, take me out of here now.
Listen, Dorothy. There's a great deal more to all this than I could believe. Dr. Shaw's behind it, and...
But Dr. Shaw's one of your own men.
No longer. I found out early this morning that he studied in Egypt with Dimitri.
What?
You know what that means.
Black magic.
That's right. The whole infernal scheme must be broken up. Can't you imagine what appalling things would happen if Dimitri set all those evil forces free in the Far East?
Oh, Frank, go and get the others and let's get away from this village now.
As soon as I've seen Dr. Shaw...
But where is he?
He's been shut up in his workshop all day. Those devilish experiments of his must be stopped.
But all right, go on then. But are you sure you can get me out of here?
Yes, I'm sure, Dot. Don't be afraid anymore.
Oh, but what if something goes wrong again?
It won't. And even if you can't believe that, you know nothing more can happen for a week.
Oh, don't remind me of it. The ceremony of sacrifice.
You'll be 1,000 miles from here by that time. You'll be back at the bungalow within an hour.
Well, go on then, hurry.
I will. Now listen. When the guard brings your supper, don't let him suspect you have any idea of getting away.
All right, Frank.
Kyung-sen, I'm ready to go now. Let me out, please. One of us will be over to see you in the morning, Dot. Good night.
Good night, Frank. There is something wrong. Either he didn't want to tell me or... Oh, Kyung-sen, what do you want?
I waited only for your brother to leave you, honorable lady.
Well, what is it?
The god of the jungle has spoken. The cobra god has lifted his hooded head.
What do you mean?
He is angry with his people because of you.
Oh, go away. I've heard all this.
Because of you, the rain does not fall in the jungle, nor in the village. Today, the priests of the Temple of the Serpent spoke to him again.
He told them to let me go.
No, honorable lady. Because of you, your brother has cast an evil spell on the village.
What?
When you die, the rain will fall again. It will fall tonight.
Oh, not tonight. You can't. Your cobra god said in a week.
In a week, your brother's evil spell might not be broken. The ceremony of sacrifice is tonight.
No!
Honorable lady, come with me now.
For just one dime and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, Chandu will send you his gravity-defying trick, the magic trick he calls the Waters of the Nile. Once you know Chandu's secret, you can fill a pop bottle full of water, turn the bottle upside down, and not a single drop will spill out. That's right. In defiance of the natural laws of gravity, the water appears to stay suspended in the bottle. And to everyone's complete amazement, you can even insert matches, toothpicks, or even a pencil inside the neck of the bottle. They too will be suspended in the water. Here is a magic trick that will entertain and mystify everyone. And it is so easy to perform that anyone, young or old, can master it in a couple of minutes. Add this magic trick to your collection right now. Send one dime and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.